This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. For the second time in a row, Denver International Airport was ranked the third busiest in the world. DIA served 69.3 million passengers in 2022. That's up nearly 18% from the year before. The airport expects to continue its growth. Its budget projects traffic will hit 74 million passengers this year. The unofficial results are in for the Colorado Springs city election. Businessman Yemi Mobolade has likely solidified a spot in the mayoral runoff election. Current tallies show Wayne Williams is poised to be his opponent, but Sally Clark trails Williams by just 1,500 votes. She says she is waiting for the final count before making any decisions.
What our team is trying to determine at this point is how many military ballots are still out there and what those numbers look like in terms of potential votes that might turn the tide on the election.
Military and overseas ballots have until Tuesday afternoon to reach the clerk's office. Clark also mentioned potential votes from ballots yet to be cured. She says she would not ask for a recount if one was not triggered automatically. A rare degenerative fish disease has surfaced in Colorado for the first time. The muscle condition, known as sandy flesh, was found in a walleye caught last fall at Lake Pueblo. Scientists don't think sandy flesh is transmittable to humans, but they say people should not eat infected fish. An infection only shows up when a fish is cut open. The affected meat will look like it has a brownish freezer burn. This is CPR News and KRCC.